Dear Diary, it's me, Doric, again. Today, we traveled with Medul towards the Spire. On the way, we ran into a bear. We handled it quite nicely. I tried a new spell out on it to see if I could make Theo even more of a killing beast than he is already. After the killing of that, we did a little, Guy did some exploring. Old, broken down house, it looked like. I couldn't quite tell. Maybe a tower, an abandoned tower, more likely. We found a lot of different things, including a waffle iron. Hopefully he'll learn to cook with that. I do enjoy a good waffle. We set up camp, and as we were near the spire, as we did, we heard voices talking creepily just throughout the night to us. It'd be interesting to see what the next day holds. The end. He does write the end. Just like Dear Diary at the beginning of
writes the end in some very fancy text. I'm gonna turn that fan back on. It's not gonna be great. It's not like anyways. It's hot or anything.
What I'm hearing is we need to give Silver a hand fan.
I mean, I have one on, but it doesn't do so much good because it's too small for the room. The other one, it's old and it creaks and makes a lot of noise, so I don't want to be running that the entire time.
Is it one of the good ones though that you could actually cut your finger off with?
Those aren't really like the old ones.
They're just slightly dangerous, but they tend to put out a little bit more wind than the ones that they make now that are safe.
I don't think they could take your finger. I think they'd almost take your
finger. I've got one that's got metal fan blades. If you stuck a hot dog in there, it's cutting it in half, baby.
Yeah, but a hot dog doesn't have bones, or it does have bones, but they're ground up.
I don't have any metal bladed fans anymore, but this one, if I have it at full speed, it gets pretty quick, and it does hurt. I've actually hit it once when I was by it because the guard fell off, and I hit it. Took some skin off. It was great.
Point still stands. I think they did that on Mythbusters. Like, they put a lawnmower engine on those bad boys, and they're like, no, still won't decapitate. Concussion, absolutely, but...
Well, decapitate... First off, you get your head in there.
I'm talking like a box fan.
Well, hey, remember, I'm freakishly tall. Yeah.
For a halfling.
Anywho's. Alright, so you guys were setting up watch in this camp. I need to go back to the camp. Was this the map I was using for the camp? I think it's the map I was using for the camp.
Yeah, it was the bandit camp where we rescued What's-Her-Face.
Yeah, because the grid was off in the other camp.
Where we rescued the scary music lady.
Let me activate that map for you guys because you're not on the right map. Scary music lady.
She was. She did terrifying things.
Pretty rough.
All right. So, what was your watch order again, please?
I think I usually take the one in the middle of the night since I don't have to have a bunch of light.
I'll take first watch. That's fine. I don't remember which one we actually originally said, so.
I don't remember if I have dark vision.
I think I'm the only one that does, in all seriousness.
That's why you take the middle watch.
We need you to be on the last one so you can have the waffles ready for us when we wake up.
I don't have ingredients.
Forage for them.
I mean, it's just going to be grits. It's going to be wild grains. I could try making acorn waffles, but they're not going to be good. I don't have any sugar.
Acorn waffles.
I'm pretty sure they're a thing.
You also have Madul to also take a watch. So you can break it up four ways.
Do you trust him to be a watchman?
But who watches the watchers? I guess we're first high watch. Enough for...
So please give your roll.
What roll is it I need to roll?
Perception.
Perception. High enough perception to see who watches the watchers.
16.
A 16? I need to do a thing. First off, I need
I don't like that.
I like what?
The fact that you're rolling on my watch.
I was supposed to roll before that, but I did not. So, all right. So that was what I needed to do. So on your watch, things appear to be uneventful. As you know, sun sets and everything else. The camp is quiet. People are sleeping. Doric, you're going to pause the thing if you keep moving. Doric and Guy and Madul are all sleeping.
I mean, apparently Doric is sleepwalking.
Sorry, my ADD.
I get it.
Wasn't there, like, voices or some shit at one point?
Yes, so there are, like, creepy voices and sounds and different things kind of moving around. You see, like, little sights of things in the distance. There's actually a second there where you're pretty sure you saw this this ghostly looking wolf, but it seems to this is by the time you look back again, it's not there anymore.
Nothing really phases Theo all that much. He's seen some pretty fucked up shit in his life, so it doesn't really phase him all that much.
Yeah, I mean, stuff is definitely, like, even if it doesn't really phase him, I mean, it's going to definitely be unsettling to see things moving and coalescing in front of him and sounds of water splashing and just there's no water there. Like, just that just weirdness is going on the entire time you're on watch.
Somebody was peeing in the bushes. It's probably sleepwalking Doric.
Well then.
But so yeah, other than the weird oddities of sound, nothing special happens on your watch.
Cool. Goes and wakes up Doric. You're next.
Fine. Anything happening?
Some creepy sounds, but it's about it. Madul's after you.
So. Alright, I'll wake him up next. Goes. Tends the fire, make sure that there's a little bit of light there.
So give me your perception roll.
That is a 22.
Damn!
Alright, so when you're kind of walking around on your patrol, you know, going up to the fire, checking on the fire, and kind of moving around the camp to kind of look around, you notice that there's a spot off to the side of the camp. It's actually really close to where Guy is sleeping, that there's like this weird shimmering. And you manage to spot it before you walk into it.
Fucking kick it.
Yeah, I'm going to poke a stick at it or something just to see like if it's something. I've got a javelin. I'll kind of poke at it with the javelin from a distance. Well, not from a distance, but like, you know, get close and kind of poke at it.
Okay, so you poke at it with this javelin. And you hear something on the other side of the camp, over by where Theo is sleeping. You hear a thing, like a rock fall off of the pile of rocks over there.
Something weird's going on here. Think it's fucking with me.
The shimmering's still there, so.
Was there any resistance from the javelin? Or is it just...
There was a little bit, and then you felt, then you heard the rock fall off of the pile.
I'm gonna poke at it with the javelin again. See if I can, like... Yeah, I'm gonna poke the bear here. What's the worst that can happen? Yeah, it's not a bear. You...
So you're poking off to the side of where Guy's sleeping.
Not Guy.
Block there.
But...
Yeah. And you hear a scraping on the stones over on that side of the campfire. So on the far side of the camp, you hear some scraping on the stones as you're kind of poking and prodding into the shimmeriness.
But it still hasn't done anything?
No, just sounds of stones scraping. And you...
The cleric's picking on ghosts.
Pick up a rock and throw it into the shimmering spot.
All right, give me a roll. I don't know if I want to know you're throwing this.
Oh no!
So you just like throw it like a weapon, like, or just you just like
not like a weapon, like an underhanded toss, like. Yeah, not like hard, like an underhanded softball toss.
Okay. So you toss it, and you see on the pile of rocks next to where Theo's sleeping, the rock you threw kind of arcs its way over Theo and lands on the other side of him.
Well, that's weird. I'm going to stick my hand in there and then look over at Theo's spot.
You stick your hand in it and you feel rocks.
Can I see my hand across the way over by Theo? Oh.
No.
He just fully steps into it.
So yeah, you step into it and then you're standing on the rock over by where Theo's sleeping. Like standing over him as he sleeps. You notice the rock below your feet. There's some scrapes as you moved your javelin around. You scraped scratches into the rocks.
How close is Guy to the shimmer?
He'd be about 2 feet away from it.
It's a little bit more than my arm.
That's probably why he asked how you were. Probably why he was asking how you were growing it. What a way to go, huh? Died in his sleep due to thinking with portals.
I'm going to step back into the side over there by Theo and see if anything happens.
Yeah, you just end up back over by a guy.
I'm not going to screw with Theo, though. I'll go sit down over by the fire and just take rocks and start throwing them into the spot over by Theo and trying to adjust it so that the rocks go through there and come out the other end and potentially hit near Guy.
That's fucking mean.
This is how you get cursed again. When Guy sleeps, it's the only piece that Peepop gets.
So as you do this, you start throwing rocks into the shimmer. You do this, and let's see if things change.
The shimmer moves.
So now you throw a rock in, and nothing seems to happen, but a shower of this like really dense confetti comes out of the other shimmer.
Oh no. Hey, walk through it.
Yeah, not walking through that. It's quite puzzling.
But as you hear the confetti, you actually hear the sounds of music and drinking. There's like a big party going on inside this shimmer.
Okay, so it was like proper confetti or was it sand?
It was proper confetti, like a dense just cloud of confetti got shot out of the portal.
I don't know if Dork's ever been to a party, so I'm not sure if he would understand that. Yeah.
Oh, he's been to a... He's seen birthday parties. Sure. Come on now.
God, I don't know what to do with this.
I will ask for another perception check, please.
Ooh, 9.
Okay. Yeah, so you just hear this. You hear this party going on. It's starting to get really rambunctious and loud.
Not talking to anyone particularly, but Dorf will sit there and just go, "Boy, need to keep it down. There's people trying to sleep." No changes.
There seems to be no answer, but there is more confetti comes flying out of the both portals now. So you just get this mouthful of confetti as you yell into the portal.
Lovely. He'll just walk over, picking it out of his beard, which is still fairly nicely kept from the last, from having it nice and tended to on that time with Lark. I'm going to cast Detect Magic.
Okay, he's going to cast Detect Magic. Can you please go over that?
You send out a pulse that registers the presence of magic. You receive no information beyond the presence or absence of magic. You can choose to ignore magic you're fully aware of, such as magical items. You detect illusionary magic only if the magic's effect is a lower level. Yeah, that's it. So, yeah.
Okay. So, as you detect this, you put this pulse out. So you're basically where you're standing, or you want to go
30 foot in the fire? I'm gonna assume. Sorry, I was intentionally not moving him around. From like right there. Okay. Yeah.
So we put your emanation right next to the campfire. So you're gonna spot the two shimmers that you were looking at earlier. That's actually the wrong color, but it'll work for now. So you detect that shimmer over there. You detect off to the side of the camp where nobody's at. There's a large area of magic there. And there's another area of magic over by the entrance to the clearing where you guys entered into this little campsite. So there's these little areas of just this conjuration magic.
Okay. Is there the one that's over by the tent? I'm gonna go check at the one that's over by the tent. Is it got party music also going on?
Let's see. Conjuration. All right, let's see what this one has going for it. Okay, this will be interesting. Let's see. I need to look at Doric's character sheet.
Oh, no. That's never a good sign.
So, the as you go to investigate this shimmer, you kind of like poke at it, prod at it, kind of go up closer to look at it. Your armor just gets, like, your armored coat you're wearing just disappears.
Like, it's just gone?
It's just off of you. But you feel like you could bring it back.
So he'll just take a step back away from it? Did it do anything? Is it back?
You still feel it. You still feel like there's a way you can bring your armor back to you, but you're not sure how.
Did you?
You could do a, I guess, an Arcana check would probably be the best roll for this, or magic.
Arcana.
Arcana. Yes, Arcana.
It's either that or occultism, really.
At third option, diplomacy. Ask nicely.
I'll roll Arcana. That's a flat roll. So, hey, 19, baby.
Okay, so you know that for whatever reason you've read about this spell before.
Shocking. Okay, not really.
It was like probably in a storybook from one of the other brothers of your order when they traveled the world with a wizard. What this spell does is it is an ability that will allow your armor to be taken away to extra dimensional space that follows you, so it doesn't count against you for carrying things. And at the snap of your fingers, you can bring your armor back.
So I'll go.
It has a duration of 24 hours, and at the end of the spell, it'll just eject the armor at your feet if you don't put it back on. Yeah.
Dory.
So, like, the portal basically, so your armor is essentially in a extra-dimensional space that follows you, and if you don't have it on at the end of the 24 hours, it's going to deposit the armor at your feet as the spell wears off.
Okay. So but then, yeah. He snaps his fingers to see what happens, since that's what he said.
And your armor's back on. It just snaps back on like it never snaps was never off of you.
Yeah.
And it goes away.
Interesting. Okay. All right. We'll go investigate the other little zone.
All right. Beer my way. Oh, please be this world. Please be this number. I will laugh. I will laugh so hard if it's this number. But it's not. That's fun. Let's see. There's four people in this group, so let's see who this affects. Numero uno on my chat list is Theo. Actually, no. Sorry, that's Medul. So you'll kind of like poke into this area of magic, and you'll notice that your magic aura will detect magic not coming from Medul. These pools of magic are still there, but now you detect an actual magical effect on Medul that wasn't there previously.
Does he look different or anything?
I would say visibly no, but you'd have to do like an Arcana to check it.
Yeah, I'll go over and check on Medul. See what's going on. 17. Ooh.
Okay, one second.
How close is it to the end of my watch, by the way?
This would be one of your last actions.
I gotta wake him up anyways. Oh god. This could be really awkward.
Okay, so you look at this Arcana check, you look at him. So he appears to have this magic aura, seems to be coming from around about his throat. It's definitely not something that's of your knowledge. But he has this conjuration aura around his throat.
Start tapping the door.
Madul, it's your watch and there's something happening to you.
Oh no.
So you tap Madul to take his watch and he wakes up with just no hesitation. He's just awake. It says, what do you mean something's happening?
There's magic stuff. There's a party going around. Your armor can disappear and reappear. And I went over by this other one and there's this thing around your neck. Do you feel okay?
Yeah, I feel fine.
Okay, well, best of luck then. And
Dork will just go to bed.
He just kind of looks confused. He's also kind of like, you know, I did say this place is really weird, so.
I hope he doesn't choke and die on his watch.
Alright, so he's going to do a perception check. So, a 17 as he's looking around at his watch. So, let's see if anything weird will happen. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Alright, so he will, as he's on his watch, he's going to kind of get up, but he's going to walk towards the edge of your camp. And he's going to start fiddling with the trees over on the side of the camp. As he's looking out in the woods, kind of like he heard something. But he's going to be kind of fiddling over there. So then he's going to do that on his watch, and then he's going to make his way over to Guy to wake up Guy.
How does he wake up Guy?
I mean, probably kind of hit your shoe, say, hey, it's your watch. You say, watch out for weird magic effects. Like I told you all, when we came back here, it's going to be happening. And apparently things are going weird according to your dwarf friend.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's go back and go to sleep.
All right. Guy, we'll tend to the fire. Maybe, try to find, like, a particular stick he could put in the fire to make, a makeshift torch if he needs it. But, just sit on this log over by the fire and just keep an eye out. No, stop drawing on the map.
I was placing down his thing he did for before he went to sleep.
Okay, I was afraid you were making more danger.
Never.
You know what'd be hilarious is if you just took like a screenshot of this whole section of the map with no context and posted it tomorrow, well before the episode drops. Why is this purple?
And like, what is going on? I want to get rid of that now, but it's being stubborn. Yeah, so, there it is. That's what I'm looking for. You need a...
It's back.
Perception check.
I need a Percepio.
Yep, as you're on watch.
I got a Doherty 20. My favorite country singer. Mr. Doherty 20. That's a joke from a different campaign. I'm very sorry that I brought inside jokes.
Okay. Guy, where are you on here? You're there. Not that thing. Go away. I don't want you. Weird circle.
Dun dun dun. Oh no, he died.
He didn't die.
Did he just get teleported?
Suddenly, Guy, as you're standing there around the campfire, you're looking around, you're kind of walking around the campfire, keeping your watch, you know, keeping pace, you suddenly end up 120 feet away from the campfire.
I was too far zoomed in. I can't see you. Oh, holy shit, well, he went ways.
I don't even think I'm on the map anymore.
Oh, you are. Barely.
You're on the map.
Barely.
You're all the way over on the other side of the map. Just, you got teleported as far away as it could possibly teleport you.
I'm over by these tree bombs.
I don't know what those are on the map. They're on the map.
I think they're supposed to be eggs, but they just look like some sort of video game objective. Like, oof. Okay, yeah. Oh, cool, I'm over in the dark, right? Well, that means it's time for...
Yeah, you would be in the dark.
Well, it's time to use the light cantrip. I'm going to cast on an object. I'm going to cast it on... Let's look at the inventory. Would be silly to put it on.
The goat horns.
I was thinking the waffle iron. Yes. But
the dolls.
Nope. Piece of chalk.
Piece of chalk.
That's double. If I throw it at somebody, smoke screen and blinding light.
So, primitive flashbang.
Okay. Pop some pocket sand, yes, if you will.
Alright, so you're going to make your way back to the camp with your new light?
Yeah.
So what's your walk speed again?
I just closed my character sheet, thank you. 25, I believe. I was correct. 25.
I actually put you too far away, that's my bad. I need to put you... Let's see, you're right there. I need to put you a little bit closer. It was right there.
For those of you at home, you put me 5 feet closer.
Yeah, basically. Oh, I see, because that what I used to measure was weird. Okay, that makes more sense. The thing I used was not right.
Hell.
I'm still not quite right. Right there. So we'll you have to make your way back to the camp.
This is an audio medium.
Right back to the camp. You are. I know. I know. Sorry. I was just saying that. Sometimes moving stuff around is hard.
I got.
So you have what's your you have. Mm-hmm. You have your movement speed, which is 25.
Uh huh.
So if you were to dead sprint, it's going to take you 2 durations to get back to the camp.
Well, I'm going to start zooming along, holding my piece of chalk in one hand, almost as if, like, you know that hand motion you make with all of your fingers, as if... You know the picture of the, if it's like this cat's about to say something in Italian? because I can't. I don't think people normally hold. I'm holding it like an Olympic torch, but wrong.
Okay, God.
Yeah. Question: is this map accurate to the layout of the place? Like.
Not quite. Basically.
Like, is this all fact?
Since I don't have a map that. It's that whole rock area is just trees.
Okay, so I can go through there.
So, yeah, you're basically camped out in the clearing.
I can see like the campfire from here, right? Sort of.
Yeah, you can see the light in the distance. But I want you to give me a perception as you head back towards your camp.
A perception.
Perception.
My perception is a number. 11.
So as you run up there, you notice that behind you, where you first teleported into the trees, there's another version of you that kind of pulls out the chalk, lights it, and starts following you.
There can only be one.
So there's a secondary guy over here.
I mean, if I rob him, do I get two chalk lights? Or does that just mean I've doomed myself to be robbed by a future version of myself?
Who knows?
Okay. Well, 25 feet more closer. 1, 2.
How bright is the light you have for your light catcher again?
2020.
2020? 2020.
Wait, is this thing faster than me?
No, I'm supposed to repeat your actions, but I didn't move to the right square.
I was going
to
say, I'm like, it's gaining on me.
Basically, this thing will follow your actions, is what it does.
So at this point, it's turning around, going, what the hell?
Yeah, it's going to follow everything you have done. It's just delayed by a couple seconds. Yeah, you guys, both you and your twin here can make it back to the camp. So you can make it back to the camp, no problems.
I want to do something clever, but I'm like, I don't think I would do that. I was like, I'm going to throw the chalk ahead of me, and then I'm going to steal my doppelganger's chalk, and now I've doubled my chalk. No, I'm just going to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, somewhere around there.
Yeah, you're right there. Whatever. Like I said, you can both make it back to the camp. I need a perception check once you get back into the camp.
Okay. Perception.
Roll it twice, please.
Oh, no.
Well, because he has a twin that also does the same action. So,
which one of us is the better watcher?
Well, clearly he's the second. He's the 16. Second roll.
Listen, I did the heavy lifting first. I turn back, I say, this is weird, and then 3 seconds later, I hear myself say, look back, say, this is weird.
You hear that when you get back to this camp, between you and your twin, you both realize that something doesn't look quite right in the camp.
I mean, our guide has been turned into a sad smiley face.
He was a sad smiley face the whole time.
I know, but that'll make more sense if Silver ever posts the picture of the map.
Daylight, sorry. So it's coming up to sunrise as you get back to the camp. The morning's kicking off, you know, the bugs, all the sounds, everything starts kicking off. And you notice that there are tracks that you did not see previously in the camp.
I have a very important question. Uh-huh. Are there two peepops?
Oh God.
Not that you can tell.
Hey, does this make you a holing?
Oh boy.
No. However, if we take out our sling, it would be a double half shot.
It does finally make you taller than Dork.
Fair. Guys, emotionally taller than Dork.
You recognize that there are tracks.
What
in
kind
the
of tracks?
That you did not see. You'll need to do a survival for that.
Thank you. No.
He's a guy. He's not here.
I'm just gonna. Fine. I'm rolling it twice. No.
You fucked yourself both times.
I got a 6 and a 9. We failed, but in reverse.
So the tracks you see just seem like weird tracks. You can't really track where they go. You just notice there's weird tracks at the camp. But like I said, it's currently morning, so you can wake up your friends.
I think Guy's gonna keep like moving because he's like, "What happens if we make contact? What happens if we make contact? If I stand still, is he gonna run into me?"
To have the light thing going on.
Yeah. Doric.
So while you're kind of walking around the camp, you're going to realize your twin just kind of fades away.
Oh, it would have been so funny to be like, "Morning, Doric. Morning, guy. Morning, Doric. I already told you good morning."
I swear I didn't drink last night.
Morning, Theo.
Surprisingly peaceful last night.
You speak for yourself, there's two of me.
But you said there was weird shit that happens in this,
Someone was having a party. Oh, watch this! And Dork will snap his fingers. To see if the armor goes away again.
Pumpernickel falls from the sky. Oh, sweet breakfast!
Oh, jeez. I need to do another roll. 6. Guy, give me a d4 roll, please.
No.
No.
Last time I did a d4 roll for somebody, it didn't work out well for me.
Didn't you get the cat?
4. No, I got the cat. I'm talking about this other campaigns. Last time I rolled a d4, it was for a health for a creature I was. I rolled a 1. I was like, did I win? No, I didn't win. I didn't know until later. I fell. I said 4.
A 4?
Yeah. I'm either something bad's happening or something good's happening or some completely random thing on a table. I think I covered all the bases. Is there anything else a D4 might do? Besides that.
Alright, so this happens. So where you are standing, I need to make an emanation.
Oh.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That is.
Please don't be a magic fart. Please don't be a magic fart. Oh god, it's a magic fart.
That is a gigantic magic fart.
God damn.
It's bigger.
It's just the reverb fart sound effect, please. Like, just put that in right there. An emanation. Womp.
Why? What did you do?
I made purple. I heard a duck.
So, everything in this everything in this circle is, so it's a 120-foot circle around where Guyverson is standing. Gets just blanketed in a heavy fog.
Oh, everything the light touches is somewhere underneath this goddamn fog.
So, what this does...
Wait, can I take a guess?
Sure, make a guess.
It makes it a lot harder for Guy to be punched by Theo for whatever the hell is going on.
So what it does is it impedes movement as well as sight. It functions as an obscuring mist, which makes it so all creatures in this fog are concealed. All creatures outside, if anything that's outside the cloud is concealed from people inside the cloud. And it makes it difficult terrain. And you would hear multiple voices that are not your friends yelling out profanity as they're just blanketed in this heavy fog.
Multiple voices that aren't our friends.
Yes. So there's now an encounter. But everybody's blind.
Yes. Question. What kind of voices are these?
Humanoid voices.
Yeah.
What in the hell is going on?
I didn't do it.
I wake up and everything's fucking
gone. I feel like you really did do actually something.
I will 100% roll. Wait. Do I know that I did this?
You do not. Okay.
Then I might be telling the truth. I don't have to roll for lying.
All you know is after you came over here and you did something, suddenly you
I turned
can't
out
see.
The lights, and then I turned out the lights. It's like the sun's up. I don't need magic
where
chalk.
Is...
Oh, gosh. Oh, golly.
Conditions. OG. Conditions. I need to give everybody the concealed condition. So you get concealment.
You get concealment.
You get concealment. You get concealment.
Wait, hold on. Oh my goodness, concealment just looks like a pervy tree.